This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our weekly Veterans News Report. The Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary, Doug Collins, today released the following statement ahead of Memorial Day. This Memorial Day and throughout the year, we at the Department of Veterans Affairs honor and remember the brave heroes who gave their lives in defense of our nation. I encourage Americans to join us at VA cemeteries around the country this weekend to reflect on the tremendous debt we owe these fallen warriors. Their sacrifices have helped make America the greatest place on earth, and their legacies of courage and commitment inspire us to reach new heights. The VA announces $52 million in available suicide prevention grant funds. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs announced the availability of approximately $52.5 million in grants for community-based organizations that provide suicide prevention or emergency clinical services to veterans at risk of suicide. Grant applications are due by 4:59 p.m. Eastern Time, July 18th. And VA will choose awardees by September 30th. Organizations can apply for grants worth up to $750,000 and may apply to renew awards from year to year throughout the length of the program. The grants will be awarded through VA's Staff Sergeant Parker Gordon Fox Suicide Prevention Grant Program, which was established as part of Commander John Scott Hannon Veterans Mental Health Care Improvement Act of 2019. In alignment with VA's National Strategy for Preventing Veteran Suicide, which was developed during the first Trump administration, Fox grants foster a public health approach to suicide prevention that blends community-based efforts with evidence-based clinical strategies. Reducing veteran suicide starts with reaching veterans when and how it's most convenient for them. One of the best ways to accomplish this mission is by working with community-based organizations, said VA Secretary Doug Collins. We look forward to ensuring these funds are put to use helping veterans in need across the nation. Since its launch in 2022, the Fox Grant programs have awarded $157.5 million to 95 organizations across 43 states, U.S. territories, and tribal lands. For more information on the grant program and application process, visit mentalhealth.va.gov/SSGFOX-grants. And the Department of Veterans Affairs will host Memorial Day ceremonies this weekend at more than 130 VA national cemeteries across the country, with 100,000 total expected attendees. The events are open to the public and will feature wreath-laying ceremonies, commemorative speeches, the playing of taps, and other events to honor fallen warriors. All 156 VA national cemeteries and 35 soldiers' lots will be open throughout Memorial Day weekend, May 23rd through the 26th. You can view the complete list of official VA National Cemetery Memorial Day events and visiting hours at a location near you. To learn more about volunteer opportunities at VA National Cemeteries, visit the following NCA webpages. Every day throughout the year, VA plays a vital role in remembering and honoring the brave service members who gave their lives in defense of the freedoms America holds dear. said VA Secretary Doug Collins. The Memorial Day weekend, we invite Americans to visit VA cemeteries and join us in reflecting upon the important legacies of these fallen heroes. Members of the public may also make submissions to VA's Veterans Legacy Memorial website, which features written tributes, photos, biographies, documents, and other information. The VLM website hosts a memorial page for each of the 10 million plus veterans interred in VA national cemeteries and VA grant-funded cemeteries. Department of Defense-managed cemeteries such as Arlington National Cemetery, U.S. Park Service National Cemeteries, American Battle Monuments Commission, cemeteries, and in thousands of private cemeteries nationwide where veterans have received a VA-provided gravesite marker since 1996. After President Trump signed an executive order to provide better care to veterans, improve accountability for care, and establish a National Center for Warrior Independence for Homeless Veterans, Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins released the following statement. Under President Trump, VA is implementing a host of important reforms to improve care and benefits for our nation's heroes, said the VA Secretary. This executive order builds on the progress we've made so far and puts us on path to fixing some of the department's most vexing problems. After decades of mismanagement, VA has been leasing parts of its 388-acre West Los Angeles VA Medical Center campus to a wealthy and exclusive private school and the University of California Los Angeles baseball team. Today's executive order will enable us to ensure VA's West Los Angeles campus is being used and as intended to benefit veterans. Our goal is to turn the campus into a beacon of hope and destination for homeless veterans from across the nation who can travel there to find housing and support and start their journey back to self-sufficiency. Under President Biden, VA failed to hold its employees properly accountable and actively fought congressional attempts to make it easier to fireproof performing workers, even as health care wait times and benefits backlogs increase. With this executive order, VA will become the most accountable agency in the entire federal government. We're going to celebrate the vast majority of VA employees who do a great job every day, hold employees accountable when they fall short of the mission, and work to fix the wait time and backlog issues that developed during the Biden administration. New Hampshire is the only state in the contiguous United States without a full-service VA medical center. In response to this executive order, we will develop a plan to ensure that it is no longer the case. Additional announcements regarding VA's implementation of the executive order are forthcoming. And the Department of Veterans Affairs announced a three-pronged approach to eliminate barriers and streamline the process for how eligible survivors and dependents of deceased veterans and service members apply for and receive VA benefits and services. Special improvements include starting this month, VA's Office of Survivors Assistance will be moved from the Veterans Benefit Administration to the Office of the VA Secretary, reversing a binary decision that buried OSA under layers of bureaucracy. Starting this month, the VA will create a white glove survivor outreach team to guide and assist eligible survivors throughout their dependency and indemnity compensation, DIC, claims process. Starting immediately, the VA will begin work to identify areas where automation can be used to make the DIC claims process easier to navigate for survivors. The last thing survivors need in their time of grief is frustrating red tape and bureaucracy. That's why we are creating a better system to more quickly and effectively provide survivors the services, support, and compassion they've earned, said VA Secretary Doug Collins. Background information on the changes VA announced today. In 2021, the Biden administration moved OSA from the Office of the VA Secretary to the Veterans Benefits Administration, creating a siloed system at odds with the intent of the Veterans Benefits Improvement Act of 2008. Starting this month, the VA will reverse this decision and move OSA to the Office of the VA Secretary, where a staff of 5 full-time employees will advise the Secretary on all matters relating to the policies, programs, and legislative issues affecting survivors and dependents. The White Glove Survivor Outreach Team. Under previous administrations, there were gaps in the survivor claims system and no defined outreach process for VA employees to gather information from survivors navigating the benefit process. VA's White Glove Survivor Outreach Team will begin operations in May 2025 and consist of experts based out of the Philadelphia VA Regional Benefit Office. These experts will receive specialized training and guide and assist eligible survivors throughout every step of the DIC claims process with the goal of getting to yes on DIC claims decisions for eligible survivors. Automation improvements. VA now automates more than 1,000 DIC claims payments, all adjustments per day, and is in the process of ongoing enhancements to increase automation that will expedite survivors' claims and improve their experience. VA will also be identifying additional areas where automation can be used to make all benefits delivery processes easier to navigate for eligible surviving spouses. And Florida business owner convicted in $100 million medical equipment scheme. Rahil Navalali of Coral Springs, Florida, was convicted of conspiracy to commit health care fraud and wire fraud, health care fraud, conspiracy to violate the anti-kickback statute, and violating the anti-kickback statute. Navalali and his conspirators purchased contact lists of Medicare patients and hired telemarketers to convince the patients to get orthotic braces. These telemarketers pre-filled prescriptions and picked the highest paying braces to bill insurers. Navalali then paid telemedicine doctors to sign the pre-filled prescriptions for braces regardless of medical necessity. Navalali sold the signed prescriptions to durable media equipment supply companies that could bill insurers for the braces. Medicare and insurers paid at least approximately $100 million for the durable medical equipment associated with Navalali's companies. The loss to VA was $330,000. Navalali personally pocketed more than $10 million in fraud proceeds. And Texas pharmacist sentenced for $145 million scheme. Texas pharmacist DeHassad David Nguyen of Plano, Texas, was sentenced to 17 years in prison ordered to pay over $115 million in restitution and forfeit $405 million in assets for his role in a $145 million scheme to defraud the Department of Labor through the submission of fraudulent claims for prescriptions between May 2014 and March 2017. Norian and others owned and operated pharmacies located in Fort Worth and Arlington and conspired to pay doctors to prescribe medically unnecessary compound creams to injured federal workers. Throughout the scheme, they paid doctors millions of dollars in illegal bribes and kickbacks for referring expensive compound medication to be filled by those pharmacies. Evidence at trial showed these compounds were mixed in the back rooms of the pharmacies by untrained teenagers at a cost to the defendants of around $15 per prescription, then billed to the Department of Labor's Office of Workers' Compensation Programs for as much as $16,000 per prescription. The case was investigated by the VA, U.S. Postal Service, Department of Labor, OIGs, and the IRS criminal investigations. The Department of Veterans Affairs announced changes that will make it easier for VA-enrolled veterans to access health care from non-VA providers at the department's expense. Since 2019, the mission has enabled VA-enrolled veterans to access health care from non-VA providers at the department's expense when it is in their best medical interest. These decisions have been made jointly by the veterans and their referring clinicians, but were not considered final until they were reviewed by a second VA doctor. Effective immediately, VA will implement language in the Senator Elizabeth Dole 21st Century Veterans Healthcare and Benefits Improvement Act that removes this extra review step. The change will give eligible veterans faster access to community care. Under President Trump, VA is providing veterans with more health care choices than ever before, VA Secretary Doug Collins said. Now we're making it even easier for veterans to get their health care when and where it's most convenient for them. We are putting veterans first at the department, and that means placing a premium on customer service and convenience. This important change will help us do just that. Since 2019, the Mission Act has given eligible veterans the option of seeking community care outside the VA when they meet any one of the six conditions. One, when it is in the best medical interest of the veteran. Two, the care required is not available at a VA facility. Three, the veteran lives in a state or territory that does not have a full-service VA facility. Four, VA cannot meet wait time or distance standards. VA cannot offer an appointment within 20 days for primary care, mental health, or non-institutional extended care, all within 28 days for specialty care. It takes more than a 30-minute drive to reach primary or mental health care, all a 60-minute drive for specialty care. Five, VA service does not meet certain quality standards. And six, the veteran meets the grandfathered distance and location provision of the Farmer Veterans Choice Program. The new streamlined process for determining best medical interests will be backed by training for Veterans Health Administration employees to ensure compliance with the Elizabeth Doyle Act. And Texas foster sentence for a series of schemes costing victims millions. Antonio Jackson Jr., who used his veteran status to perpetuate several financial crimes, was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison and ordered to pay restitution of $1,974,145.63 to four victims. He exploited victims by creating fake companies, submitting bogus tax records, faking signature of government officials, and copying official government seals and emblems. From July 2020 to May 2021, Jackson submitted four false Paycheck Protection Program loans applications, claiming his business earned millions in revenue and paid wages to more than 20 employees. In reality, Jackson fabricated tax returns and bank statements to support his false claims. While awaiting trial, authorities uncovered additional schemes Jackson committed, including making false statements to obtain a VA-backed loan and defrauding Texas taxpayers by falsely claiming disabled veteran status to receive property tax relief on his Manville residence. In doing spring, many veterans and beneficiaries are busy cleaning a house. Spring is also a good time to clean more than your home by reducing paper and disposing of outdated electronic devices. While navigating what to keep and what to dispose of, it's an ideal time to review the steps needed to protect your personally identifiable information, PII, and reduce the possibility of experiencing identity theft. This includes knowing how to protect your PII in the online environment, starting with validating who has access to your VA records, and properly disposing of paper and digital documents on no longer utilized electronic devices. VA encourages veterans and their beneficiaries to use spring cleaning as an opportunity to review and practice online safety habits. Taking simple yet effective measures may contribute to a more secure online environment for everyone. Update your technology often. Update your computer operating systems, internet browsers, and mobile devices with the latest software upgrades and security patches. Be sure to also use antivirus and anti-spyware software to remove malicious programs from your computer. Enable multi-factor authentication. Use two-factor authentication, also known as multi-factor authentication, MFA, whenever possible. This authentication adds an extra layer of security by requiring a second form of identification and password. Secure devices and documents. Restrict unauthorized access by using strong passwords across multiple accounts. Maximize privacy settings on all active social media accounts to prevent unauthorized access and to protect information from unknown users. Avoid sharing personal information. Refrain from entering personal information such as social security numbers, VA login credentials, or financial details on unfamiliar or unsecured websites. Report suspicious activity. If you suspect you have experienced fraud, you can find resources to file a report to the appropriate agency by visiting https://vsafe.gov or by calling 833-38-VSAFE. Just as it is important to ensure your computer system are up to date, it is important for you to review and validate who has access to your VA records and to know what information may be reviewed by others, such as a VA-appointed power of attorney, a POA. And did you know VA has a program that can help unbanked veterans get accounts, helping them to prevent fraud and grant easier access to earn benefits? VA established the Veterans Benefits Banking Program, VBBP, in 2019. And since then, it has helped more than 530,000 veterans and beneficiaries enroll in direct deposit for their VA benefits payments. Direct deposit allows the veterans and beneficiaries to receive their VA benefit payments on time, every time. Direct deposit is a safer way to bank because paper checks are susceptible to fraud on non-receipt. VA launched the VBBP in partnership with the Nonprofit Association of Military Banks of America, AMBA, to address the high volume of unbanked benefit recipients relying on paper checks for their benefit payments. Since the VA and the AMBA have recruited 130 banks and credit unions into the VBBP, all of which have committed to provide free or low-cost banking for veterans, beneficiaries, caregivers, and survivors. These financial institutions have experience dealing with the unique financial issues facing military and veterans community. Unbanked veterans face challenges from a variety of sources. Scams often target military members and veterans, and recent natural disasters have highlighted the efficiency of delivering benefits electronically, said Mike Fu, acting Undersecretary for Benefits. It is critical that veterans and beneficiaries have access to regulated, safe, and reliable financial services offered by VBBP participating banks and credit unions. VBBP offers direct deposit and the following services to include financial health resources and tools: free financial and credit counseling with a credit or financial counselor to help veterans and beneficiaries understand how to overcome challenges and regain control of their finances. VetSense, a financial education program specifically designed for veterans and their families, helps them gain the knowledge, skills, and confidence to reach their financial goals. Veteran Saves is an initiative that helps veterans build financial resilience. Visit VBBP to find out more about the program and other resources it offers. Robert David Gledge of Jacksonville, Florida, was sentenced to 3 months in federal prison for making a false statement to a federal agency. According to court documents, Gledge created a fraudulent Form DD-214 military discharge document that lied about his service in the Marine Corps. He falsified several positions he never held and multiple awards he never received, including the Bronze Star with V device, Navy Marine jump wings, and the Iraq Campaign and Kuwait Liberation Awards, among others. In 2009, he first submitted the false form for an intelligence analyst position on a government contract, which he received. He later submitted the form for government contracting positions and to repeatedly claim VA benefits never owed to him. Gledge attempted to use the form for employment or benefits at least 10 times over 15 years. This case was investigated by the VAOIG, the Department of State Diplomatic Security Service Office of Special Investigations, and the Defense Criminal Investigative Service. The Department of Veterans Affairs announced that its disability benefits compensation claims backlog is under 200,000 for the first time since March 5, 2023. The VA claim is considered backlogged once that has been pending for more than 125 days. Since President Trump was inaugurated January 20th, the backlog has dropped from 264,717 to 198,378, a 25% reduction. The backlog reduction VA announced was made possible through a series of record-breaking production milestones, including processing 1 million disability claims during a fiscal year faster than ever before, the highest monthly production rate in VA history in April, with 256,178 claims processed, the highest daily production rate in VA history May 20th, with over 15,000 claims processed. Under President Trump, VA's claims processing productivity is the highest it has ever seen, and we will continue working overtime on behalf of veterans until the backlog is at record lows, said VA Secretary Doug Collins. Veterans and VA beneficiaries deserve timely and accurate claims decisions, and that is exactly what we will deliver. The Biden administration oversaw a 24% increase in the backlog from 213,189 on January 20, 2021 to 264,717 on January 20, 2025. VA's backlog reached its highest point ever of 611,000 in March 2013. VA achieved its lowest backlog ever of 64,738 in December of 2019. And finally, this month's Center for Women's Veterans Book Corner author is retired Army veteran Lisa Renee Kirk, who served as a military policeman from 1996 2017, and is the author of In and Out of Uniform. And this concludes our weekly Veterans News program, brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Until next time, have a blessed week.